6 months ago, New Zealand was stunned by the worst massacre in that nation's modern history. A lone gunman, a white supremacist, opened fire at two mosques in the city of Christchurch. 51 people were killed. The government acted quickly. New Zealand implemented new laws banning military-style semi-automatic weapons. They're also 6 weeks into a mandatory gun buyback program. And today, New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, announced new funding for mental health services.
This funding will go into supporting treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder and other serious issues, community mental health and addiction support, cultural competency training for GPs, allowing extended GP consultations for those directly affected by the attacks, and also initiatives that help build community resilience.
Gun reform advocates here in the U.S. have been watching these reforms closely. Alexander Gillespie teaches law at the University of Waikato in New Zealand.
The idea is that the government created a list of prohibited military-style firearms. The government then offers a fair market rate for the buyback of the firearms. In the past, we've had firearms amnesties, but we've never put money on the table. So the idea now is that since firearm owners are losing something which they lawfully possessed, that it's only correct that they get a good amount of compensation. So far, about 20,000 have been handed in and destroyed.
So 20,000. Do you know how many guns might still be out there?
There's debate because although New Zealand has a record of which firearms have been imported since 1983, there's a gap for before 1983. We don't have a firearms register except for the most military-style firearms. So the police are working on a broad estimate of about 240,000, but there's a lot of discrepancy and debate around the exact number. Because we don't have strong figures, we'll never know whether we have a good degree of compliance or not.
So this kind of buyback program is hugely controversial in the U.S. Has the program there in New Zealand gotten resistance from gun owners?
Yes, there has been some resistance, but there's also been some support. You'll have to deal with not only the legal firearms owners, but also the illegal firearms owners like the gangs. And some gang members have said there's no way on earth that they're going to hand over what they already possess. The public mood, however, has been that it is necessary, and there's been strong cross-party support throughout our parliament for this action. The greater difficulty will be with the second tranche of gun law reform, which will come up in a couple of months. The government is aiming for a registry of all firearms, so that means that the police will know at all times all of the firearms which are in the community.
Are there any privacy concerns about this gun registry?
There was near universal agreement for the buyback scheme, but once we have the registry, the two main political parties are splitting right down the middle. The concern is partly about privacy and partly around it not being necessary. You must remember, we don't have a right to own firearms. We have a privilege to own firearms.
Alexander, I'm curious, do you know anybody who owns a gun and who has handed it in? Have they told you why they feel it's important?
Most of my friends who are gun owners are hunters, and so they're not the type of people who desire military-style firearms. Most of my friends who are hunters tend to have a dismal view of people who require more than one shot to kill an animal. And so they're quite supportive of getting these other firearms off the street because they don't see them as having any legitimate purpose in the hunting community. You may get a few outliers, but I don't think that will be anywhere near a significant amount.
I see there's a time limit on this buyback program, December 20th. Why limit it?
Well, the idea is otherwise it could go on in perpetuity. What we've learned from overseas practice, such as in Australia, is that there's a surge at the beginning, there's a lull in the middle, and then there's another surge at the end. But even in a best case scenario, you'll never get 100% of the firearms that are now prohibited out of the community. It takes a long period for that to happen, but the prohibited firearms are no longer coming into the country either. There's strong support for our Prime Minister in the way she's handled this, but the issue has not just been about gun control. It's been about trying to control hatred online, and so there's been a package of response to what happened in Christchurch. At the moment, compared to other countries, we seem to be making progress.
Alexander Gillespie, a professor at the University of Waikato in New Zealand. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.